Adventures in Research. You might call this the story of a war. No, not the kind they tell about in history books. This was a war against invisible enemies who recognized no truce, who took a toll of death so high that the fate of a nation literally hung in the balance. The enemy's name? Jack. Yellow Jack. This is Paul Shannon bringing you another transcribed story of science by Dr. Phillips Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. And today it is the story of the men who conquered the scourge of yellow fever. How these men dedicated themselves not to power nor to glory, but to their fellow men. This is indeed an ennobling adventure in research. Our story begins in 1881. In a fever-ridden hut in Cuba, an age-old struggle is being waged. A struggle between the doctor and death.
Help him, doctor. For the love of heaven, help my boy.
Si, senora, I will do my best. But we must be patient. We must first try to determine what it is that...
What it is? You do not know. Is death. 2 years ago, my husband died. And now? Miguelito.
Tell me, senora. Miguelito, since when he is sick?
Since 5 days, doctor. It happens in the evening when I come home. I see that his face is red. And when I touch his head, he's like fire. He does not eat. He does not drink. He does not even talk to me.
Someone else has the sickness. One of his friends, perhaps?
No, only Miguelito.
I see.
It is bad luck. It is a curse.
No, no, senora.
No? Then why he is sick? Why? He is good boy, doctor. Very good boy. I do not understand why he is sick.
One more question, senora. You have here... mosquitoes?
Si, doctor, mosquitoes. Many mosquitoes, but... You think mosquitoes make him sick?
Yes. Senora, I am afraid Miguelito has yellow fever.
Poor dear. You will die?
Heaven forbid.
Tell me the truth, doctor. Tell me the truth.
Senora, I will do all in my power to...
No. It is no use. Miguelito will die. You are afraid to tell me, but I know. I know he will die. Miguelito. Bambino.
The doctor had seen many cases like that of Miguelito, and he had a theory about them. A theory that mosquitoes caused the dreaded yellow fever. But strangely enough, the doctor, a Cuban named Carlos Finley, was unable to confirm his theory. And as the years passed, his experiments proved virtually nothing.
I do not understand.
Here is a case of a man who allowed himself to be bitten by several of my mosquitoes. Yet he did not even contract the disease. The stegomyia mosquito carries yellow fever, I will stake my life on. But how to prove it? That is the question. How to prove it?
There were many who thought Dr. Finley was on the wrong track entirely. Among them, an American Army doctor sent to Cuba in 1899 to serve the military government, Major William Gorgas. Along with other American officials, Major Gorgas believed that yellow fever came from...
dirt. That's what does it. Dirt. If we can clean up Havana, we'll be rid of Yellow Jack once and for all. Don't you agree, Dr. Finley?
To clean up Havana, senores, would certainly be very worthwhile. Only...
Excuse me, Dr. Finley. I agree with Major Gorgas here. The sanitary conditions in this city are unspeakable. Yellow fever. I'm surprised they haven't got leprosy or cholera or worse.
First of all, we'll want to do something about garbage disposal. Major Black, that's for you and the Corps of Engineers.
We'll take care of it. Don't worry about that.
And the next thing is roads. Paved roads.
Sounds like the Corps of Engineers again.
And when we've got all that done, we'll get to work on the swamps.
Major Gorgas, it is very nice of the American Army to do all these things for my country, and we appreciate them. However, if I may be permitted, I should like to... How do you say? To cast some doubt upon your belief.
Oh?
You see, I do not believe that yellow fever is caused by dirt.
No. Where do you think it comes from?
I think, Major Black, that it comes from a certain type of mosquito, the Stegomyia.
I see.
I am correct in assuming that the most important problem is to eradicate yellow fever.
Absolutely. Upon that depends the entire success of the American military government in Cuba.
I understand. Then may I suggest that you investigate my mosquito?
Dr. Finlay, you've been very helpful to us and we are grateful. But I can't agree with your theory. Even your own experiments fail to prove it. Isn't that true?
Yes, gentlemen, it is true, unfortunately.
Well, then you can hardly blame us for going ahead with what we believe are more practical measures. Major Black, let's get started at once. By the time we're finished, we'll turn Havana into a paradise.
So successful were the Army's efforts that Havana blossomed forth as one of the world's cleanest cities. Cuba began to justify her title of Pearl of the Antilles. And probably our story would have ended right here, except that in 1900, yellow fever broke out again. This time, the American authorities were baffled.
Major Gorgas, these aren't isolated cases. This is a real epidemic, and it's going to get worse.
I can't understand it.
What's more, the papers are calling for action. Look at this.
Well, I suppose you can't blame them. We undertook to lick yellow fever, and we haven't done the job.
I don't know what else we can do. There isn't a cleaner city anywhere, not even in the United States.
Yes, I know. Well, perhaps cleanliness isn't the whole answer. I wonder, do you remember Dr. Finlay and his theory of mosquitoes?
Why, yes. About a year or so ago, wasn't it?
Tell me, do you think maybe there is something to Dr. Finlay's theory?
Mosquitoes? Ridiculous. Surely you don't believe that mosquitoes could...
To tell the truth, I don't know what to believe. I just don't know.
Well, anyway, there's one thing we can certainly expect. We'll hear about this from Washington.
Of that, you can be sure.
They did hear from Washington. In June 1900, the Surgeon General sent to Havana a commission of four Army surgeons headed by a medical officer named Walter Reed. One of the first things Reed did was to work with Finlay. And shortly, things began to happen.
Dr. Finlay, I wanted to tell you about that soldier.
He died?
Yes.
I am sorry, Dr. Reed. Very sorry.
It seems he was confined to the guardhouse on June 6th. On July 12th, he caught yellow fever.
So?
6 days later, he was dead. Mm-hmm. Now, then he couldn't possibly have caught the disease from other prisoners because none of the others had it.
Yes?
He must have gotten it then from a carrier. Possibly a mosquito.
Dr. Reed, you...
I know. You've tried to tell that to our people, but you couldn't prove it. Do you know why you couldn't prove it?
A faulty technique?
Not at all. It's just that we in the United States have discovered something curious about yellow fever, something you didn't know.
See?
We've observed a peculiar time factor. Between the first case of yellow fever and the outbreak of other cases, a period of from 12 days to 3 weeks elapses.
Always?
Yes.
This is proven?
Beyond all doubt.
Well, what causes this interval of time?
That we don't know as yet. But we're going to find out. And just between the two of us, Dr. Finley, I have a pretty good suspicion we'll prove your theory correct.
On August 11th, the Reed Commission began to experiment with mosquitoes borrowed from Dr. Finley. Doctors purposely exposed themselves to the deadly sting in order to study its effects. One of the doctors, a member of the Reed Commission, learned too well.
The name of Dr. Jesse W. Lazier should be written in the list of martyrs who have died for humanity. With more than the courage and devotion of a soldier, he risked and lost his life to show how a fearful pestilence is communicated and how its ravages may be prevented. Signed, Elihu Root, Secretary of War.
But the most courageous experiment of all was planned and executed by the Reed Commission, working in conjunction with Major Gorgas and Dr. Finley. Picture seven army tents, each with two or three occupants, some of them Spanish immigrants, some American soldiers, all of them offering themselves to science as willing subjects. In one of these tents, early in December, medical history was made.
Orderly, let Dr. Finley look at this man's chart.
Yes, sir.
Right over here, Doctor.
I see, Doctor. This soldier was bitten by a mosquito that had been allowed to suck the blood of a yellow fever patient on the fifth day of his illness. Result, the soldier did not catch yellow fever.
Mm-hmm. And that proves...
That proves we're definitely on the right track.
Major Gorgas, I know this is asking a great deal, but if your American theory is correct, suppose you allow this soldier to be bitten by a mosquito that has sucked the blood of a yellow fever patient within the first 3 days of illness.
That is precisely what we intend to do. Then, if he comes down with yellow fever, we'll know the answer.
12 days later, Major Gorgas and Dr. Finley were in the same tent at the bedside of the same soldier.
I think he will recover, Doctor. But he is one of the most serious cases I have ever seen.
It confirms our theory. Mosquitoes cannot be infected unless they bite a patient within the first 3 days.
Strange. In all my 20 years of experimentation, I was never able to discover this. Not even by chance. Oh, poor fellow. His contribution is greater than anyone's. What is his name?
It's right on his chart, Doctor.
Oh, yes, yes, I see. Kissinger. John R. Kissinger. Private, United States Army. Well, Major, what next?
One thing is certain. For the first time, I can see ahead. Clearly.
And what do you propose?
I propose to get rid of the mosquito.
History records that Major Gorgas was as good as his word. Rigid methods of control proved so successful that the day finally came when there was not a single case of yellow fever in Havana. As for Dr. Finley, Major Gorgas said of him,
Finley's work constituted the most striking example in history of scientific clairvoyance.
Yes, Finley, Gorgas, and Reed. Three great names. Three co-workers sharing equally in the glory of the victory over yellow fever. Finley developed the theory. Reed confirmed it. Gorgas built his work upon it. There is honor enough for all. And that's today's story by Dr. Phillips Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. Join us again next week